Now we're going to do the letter 1788 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 6. This is dated Baruch Hashem, Chav Gimel Menachemov, Hei Tov Shin Beis, Brooklyn, New York. Now, if you remember, we learned in earlier letters, the Rebbe made an emergency campaign. We had letters before in which the Rebbe was getting this, the group of people were getting together to help finance the Chabad institutions, and this is a letter of thank you. The Rebbe is going to the person that was hosting that event, addressing this to with big titles, Eshet Elokim, Tzarchei Tzibur, Yecheskel Sheyichya Listener, and his wife, the activist also, and Menoshe Be'oyel Tevorech. The Rebbe gives her this compliment, Shetichya may they live. And the Rebbe says, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I am very happy, was very happy to see the first fruit from that united emergency campaign in Chicago for the Lubavitch institutions through the first contribution that was received in the name. And I'm pretty sure that it must have been a substantial contribution. But the Rebbe says, in the name of all of institutions, and in my name, I take this opportunity to express recognition and yashir koach to you and to all those that participate and the supporters of this campaign. As I hope that, and in fitting with the saying of our sages, Mailin Bakoidesh, you go higher in holy matters, that you would also in the future strengthen and you do all possibilities, whatever you can, to continue the work to benefit the institutions, the holy institutions of Lubavitch, especially for this emergency campaign. It is very important to remember that every detail and every small aspect in education of Jewish children is something which is important for the future of these children. This is similar to a kernel that you need to root it in and to blossom into a fruit-bearing tree. A very small blemish in the kernel, which that took place by a grown tree, would have no impact. But that can have great consequences in the future of a kernel, and it could even cripple that tree. It says the holy of institutions of Lubavitch, the educational institutions of Lubavitch, in where the emphasis, the trup, was placed on Torah with fear of heaven, that the education course should be on Taras HaKodesh, which means totally holy purity, that will take on a very unique and very essential life, important place in Jewish life in various parts of the world. The Rebbe was preparing for all the shluchas and for everything that's taking place. So those that are trained in the institution of Chabad will have a forthcoming very important mission and role. And this is done and in various places of the world to bring light, warmth, and energy in Jewish life. And this is all done with true self-sacrifice, based according to the path that was shown to all of us through the Rebbe, my father-in-law, with all the titles. And therefore, this work needs to strengthen and to widen that these institutions and also to be in a way of Mesiris Nefesh. In other words, you should not just work for them and see the success, but you self-sacrifice, dedicate yourself fully. And that way you can increase the pipelines through which Hashem blessed sends His blessings, measure for measure. And we know that the good measure comes even more in everything that you need physically and spiritually. I am hopeful to hear good news from the furtherings of your work in Chicago, and with blessing for good health and all of good. So here the Rebbe is encouraging them to continue, tells them how important the work of Lubavitch Yeshivas is to make sure the kernel, when they gets everything they need, and therefore they will be able to later contribute to society, to Jewish life as a whole. And the Rebbe expresses his appreciation for their work and encourages them to work diligently so that the work can continue in a more wider and broader way.